From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's African National Congress Party says its executive committee decided to recall or remove President Jacob Zuma as head of state. Ryan Brooks has that story.
Its executive committee has the authority to order Zuma to step down. However, local media are speculating he may refuse to. The source also said Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa went to speak with Zuma. If Zuma is removed, Ramaphosa would potentially take over as head of state in a matter of days. If Zuma refuses, he could still be removed through a motion of no confidence in parliament. Since becoming president in 2009, Zuma has been dogged by scandal. Ramaphosa has promised to focus on rooting out corruption and revitalizing economic growth.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. The Israeli military judge overseeing the trial of Palestinian teenager Eid Tamimi has ordered all proceedings to take place behind closed doors. Tamimi's lawyer objected.
If the minor and her parents want the court to be in open doors, then that's what's best for her. And the court in this case is not shouldn't decide what is best for her.
The 17-year-old girl is on trial for slapping a pair of Israeli soldiers outside her West Bank home. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned Tuesday of the need to remain focused on an enduring defeat of the Islamic State group, even though the militants have largely been ousted from the areas they once controlled in Iraq and Syria. Tillerson spoke at a conference in Kuwait for members of the coalition the United States set up in late 2014 with a multi-pronged strategy of countering the Islamic State group. For additional stories, follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News. The chairman of South Korea's Lotte Group was sentenced on Tuesday to 2.5 years in prison for bribery in a wide-ranging corruption scandal that brought down the country's president. Luis Ramirez has that story.
The Seoul Central District Court said Lotte conglomerate chief Shin Dong-bin offered $6.5 million in bribery to the former president to curry favors, such as to win a license to open a duty-free shop and to strengthen his control over the business group. The sentencing sends another shockwave to the local business community that was relieved to see Samsung heir Lee Jae-yung released from prison last week on a suspended sentence in the same scandal. President Park Geun-hye's former confidant, Choi Soon-sil, was also sentenced to 20 years in prison. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
North Korea's leader said he wants to improve the situation with South Korea after a high-level delegation returned from the Winter Olympics. Sarah Hemrajani has that story.
State media reported Tuesday Kim Jong-un wants to foster the, quote, warm climate of reconciliation after the Winter Olympics. Diplomacy between Pyongyang and Seoul during the Games hasn't gone unnoticed by the Supreme Leader. His younger sister, Kim Yo-jung, returned from her Olympic visit, where she invited the South's president to the North for a summit, which would be the first in a decade. State media said Kim then issued instructions on how to keep up contact with the South.
Reporter Sarah Hemrajani. Sasuke O'Donoghue reports Japanese short track speed skater Kei Saito failed an out-of-competition doping test on the day of his arrival in Pyeongchang and has been expelled from the Winter Olympics.
Saito was a reserve athlete who had not yet competed in South Korea. He was provisionally suspended after testing positive for a masking agent. That's a drug that can be used to cover up banned performance-enhancing substances. This is the first doping case during the testing period of the Olympics in South Korea, and it comes as Tokyo prepares to host the Summer Games in 2020. The athlete said he was stunned by the finding, denying he has ever doped. But he says he decided to accept the ruling so as not to burden his team.
Reporter Sasuke O'Donoghue. Residents in the Pacific island nation of Tonga are assessing the damage left behind by Cyclone Geeta, which struck the capital, Nuku'alofa, with winds of over 200 kilometers per hour Monday. Among the buildings either destroyed or damaged by Geeta were the island's historic Parliament House. Hong Kong's High Court Tuesday ruled in favor of barring a pro-independence activist from standing in an election, saying that it is fundamental for lawmakers to accept the city as an inalienable part of China. Go to voanews.com for complete coverage of these stories and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.